Welcome to your five for the day. The famous inventor Thomas Edison tried again and again to find the right filament for the incandescent electric light bulb. One day, he had completed his 10,000th experiment, only to discover another way that would not work. When he arrived home that night, he shared this bit of news with his wife. "Aren't you pretty discouraged, Tom?" she asked. "Discouraged?" responded Edison. "Certainly not. I now know 10,000 ways that won't work." Perseverance seems to be an outdated concept in our day of instant everything. If it doesn't come easy, why pursue it? If it's hard or requires endurance, maybe it isn't your thing. It's easy to start a new diet. It's tough to stick to it when you crave that scrumptious bacon roll. It's easy to start a new exercise program. It's tough to persevere when your aching muscles scream no more. It's easy to get married. It's tough to hang in there and work through problems over a lifetime. It's easy to begin a new job. It's tough to keep on when problems arise or when the results don't match your initial expectations. That described the people in Old Testament prophet Haggai's day. Just shy of a month after they had obeyed his first message and resumed work on building the temple. The foundation had been laid about 15 years before, but the project had been set on the shelf. But now, in response to Haggai's word from the Lord, the leaders and people had begun to rebuild the walls of the temple. God understands and cares about the discouragement we face in our lives. He did not gloss over or ignore the reality of the situation. He knew what they were thinking and feeling. He brings it up to show them that he understood, that he cared for them. If we do not keep in mind that in all our troubles the Lord understands and cares for us, we will easily become discouraged. Whatever our source of discouragement, God understands and cares. Three times in Haggai's day, the Lord repeats, "Be strong, take courage, keep going, persevere." There are two aspects to this kind of perseverance, an attitude and an action. The people had the wrong attitude. They were weak because they had taken their focus off the Lord and onto the slow, disappointing progress on the temple. Maybe they were thinking, "This will never get done. We're just wasting our time." Have you ever noticed how much your attitude affects your ability to persevere? If you're motivated, you can stay up all night on some project. But if you get discouraged, you procrastinate and never get around to finishing it. The good news of the Bible is that God is not too busy for you and me either. He is not some distant, remote force who acts coldly without feelings. The Bible teaches just the opposite. He is a God of feelings. He cares. He is compassionate. He loves. There are things that please him and things that cause him anger. He is fair. He is true. He is holy. And the good news is, he is near and intimately aware of everything that is happening in our lives. Is God interested in you? Of course he is. He wants to have a very personal and permanent relationship with you. He offers that to you today.